Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. First up, we'll cover some call-ins. I've got two call-ins this week. First is Mike and Randy from the Dicer Screaming Podcast. I learned from their most recent podcast that they're over in Battle Creek, about a half an hour or less from where I live. So they frequent a game store over there. So someday fairly soon I can swing over there and we can play a game together. Who knows? But thanks for the shout out, guys. Look forward to hearing your next podcast.
Hello, Larry Hamilton. This is Mike.
And Randy.
From the Dicer Screaming Podcast. Just giving you a shout out. I was listening to your one-on-one session and we're digging it.
Yeah. Griswold Stewart. You couldn't get any more Scottish if he had a kilt for his beard.
Brings back memories, too. I've been a long while between, now and the last time I had a good one-on-one session. It's got me to have a half a hankering to, you know, find a reason to bang out a session when only one or two people are handy for once.
Yep, so we enjoyed your podcast. Keep up the good work, and thanks for giving us a shout-out. Hope your gaming's good, and keep up the good work. We're out.
Aloha.
Next up is Chuck Thorne from Playing It Wrong. He seems to think he's on the wrong channel. Take it away, Chuck.
Hey, Larry, this is Chuck with Follow Me and Die. I just wanted to give you a quick shout-out and a big congrats on the success you're having with your AnchorCast and your first project in RPG Now. Good job, man. Keep up the good work. And you're inspiring, people like me. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chuck. That means a lot that I'm actually inspiring other people. That's really cool. I look forward to what you put out. And hope I didn't embarrass you too much, but your little flub there is exactly the kind of thing that I would do. So don't feel bad. I may be caught yet doing that with a call-in. So next up, I want to talk about where things stand with my different PDFs. I just checked a little bit ago, and my first Pay What You Want PDF on one bookshelf has had 100 downloads for September, making for a total of 229 downloads, and tomorrow will be 2 weeks. So that's still pretty cool. I've had 971 plays of all my different podcasts together. And I hit 50 subscribers, followers on Instagram, and I'm 23 followers away from a scary number on Twitter. So if you're not following me on Twitter and you want to be the one that hits the scary number first, be my guest. So I have just posted today my second draft of my next PDF on my Patreon for my patrons. And it will be about libraries. I have lots of different tables for helping figure out different aspects of your library. I suppose you could use it to create an entire library from scratch. But that's a little overkill, I think. I'm still working on it. I'm going to be I was hoping to release it this week, but I don't think I'm going to quite get everything together the way I want. The patron poll for the October PDF closes on Saturday the 15th. And right now, my two patrons have voted for the same thing, Merchants, Caravans, and Trade. So that's what it's going to be. In anticipation of that being the topic, unless I get more patrons to swing the vote, that's what I've started working on. It's going to be a lot longer than my other two PDFs from the way it looks. Back on my third episode, with episode number 2. I called it I Need a Table. That was way back on June 28th. That was before I'd even settled on doing a Patreon. Excuse me, that was before I even settled on doing a Patreon, which that was almost a month later on July 22nd in my 7th episode that I actually my episode 7, but actually my 8th episode, since I still have my episode 0 up, where I announced that I was going to start a Patreon. So in that 3rd episode where I talked about I Need a Table, I mentioned caravans and merchants and trade. And if I could scratch that itch, I'm still not sure I'm scratching the itch that I've got. Not that I've necessarily identified everything I need in that to get it scratched, but I've put together lots of things, organized it a little better, and added several more things from various articles I've had on my blog. I need to review other tables regarding merchants, caravans, and trade in different games and supplements to see what else I think I need to do with that to bring it together. That one is, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm doing it justice, but at the same time, I feel like it's got a lot of good stuff in it. I'm having a hard time reconciling my feelings about it, which is really weird. I don't understand. I guess because it's not exactly what I imagined in my mind I wanted in such a thing. And that's the trouble with the creative process. You get this concept in your mind and it seems so clear in a certain way, but then by the time you get it out on paper, it's like, well, that's not what I was going for. And so trying to, I don't know, I haven't cracked that one. I'm sure I'm not the only one that struggles with that, but I'm definitely open for suggestions and feedback. So if you haven't yet checked out my first PDF on DriveThruRPG, I'd really like some more feedback. I've had one review and people say they liked it and they enjoyed it, but I'd really like some more feedback. So anything you care to share with me, I'd just be glad to hear it. I do plan to go back and improve the formatting on it as I get better at it. I'm right now focused on trying to get the content together in a format that's at least usable and understandable by others, and making it look pretty is going to come next. I'm getting better at the tools that I'm using to put this together. And so as I get better at that and figure out all the ins and outs, it'll be easier to get the better looks to it. I'm really looking forward to putting my second PDF out, because there'll be a notice to the 229 people so far that have downloaded the first one. So hopefully I'll get repeat downloads from all of them, and the momentum will make it more visible among others. So hopefully by the third one next month, I'll really have something going. I guess we'll see how that goes. I don't expect to get rich out of it, but for me, I guess it's the challenge to see how many downloads I can get out of it. And I guess the biggest challenge of all is getting feedback. So you notice I mentioned feedback a few times there, folks. Anybody that cares to message me or leave a comment on Anchor or email me or tweet me a private message or Facebook or Instagram or however you want to do that. I added all my social media at the top of my Anchor site. If you're at the website, they're all clickable links. If you're not on the website and using the app, they're not clickable. I think that's kind of funny, but you should be able to find me all over the web. And if there's any ideas you all have for a table, let me know. I've got enough stuff to get me going or to keep me going with more PDFs of different ideas and various tables into the new year for January, February, somewhere in there, maybe a little bit beyond that. And I keep coming up with new ideas all the time. And it may not just be all tables. One of the things I'm going to work on is a bestiary of all the monsters and whatnot I've come up with. Another one's going to be about magic, so, and spells and items and whatnot. So I look forward to sharing that with you all and hearing what you all think. Hope you're having a great weekend gaming. I hope things are not too drastic in weather change. We went from hot one day to cold the next. I guess the hurricane's affecting the weather. I hope those on the coast are staying high and dry and not too inconvenienced by the weather. Those hurricanes are nothing to fool around with. I grew up in Tornado Alley, so I know a little bit about the high winds and stuff, but I've never had to deal with huge waves or tidal surge from a hurricane. So stay safe out there and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die YouTube channel, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To check out more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my first Pay What You Want PDF at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!